tell you what, people won't stop talking about the Bozo touchdown parlay, Keith.
It's only week two. Did we do it week one? I think it's the week two of us doing it.
We did it week one. This is the second week we're doing it. Last week, we were 1 for 5. Not great.
No, but it was a good start.
Hat tip to Billy Lanny. He hit on Justin Jefferson.
It was like the best touchdown of the week, too.
Yeah, it was a great
touchdown.
Should
get bonus points for that. But we came right back at you the next week. Everybody picked a touchdown.
Well,
no, hold on.
Oh, we all picked one.
We all picked one. You picked a Monday night touchdown, which was fine. It's allowed, especially when there's a doubleheader, for God's sakes. But the first four touchdowns all hit. Me, Nick, Lanny, and Terp all got a touchdown pick. So, like we said, if you put just one ham, $10 on the Bozo touchdown parlay, depending on what book you were shopping, they all had slightly different odds, you were going to take home over $1,200.
Yeah, the math Terp tweeted out on Friday was $1,221.85.
Come on.
On one ham.
One ham. So the question is, a lot of these books also allow you, once you've won a couple legs of a parlay, you can cash out.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the question. Do you cash out for, let's call it $550 on a $10 bet? Or do you let it ride, hope Zach Moss gets his dumb ass in the end zone tonight, and you get $1,200?
Okay, well,
what do you do?
Okay, well, this is
what's
this is the
play?
Hang on. This is the important background, though, because we've already hit on four. So you had Lamar.
Yep.
Billy had Amon-Ra, which, by the way, listen to Billy specifically on this. He's 2 for 2.
True.
Nick had Adam Thielen, which was just
from the clouds.
Wild pick.
And then got hurt on the play.
Whatever.
Who cares, dude?
Didn't need you after that.
Got a big tug.
And then Terp started the day with a Chris Godwin touchdown.
Chris Godwin, a little sneaky touchdown.
Snuck it right. It was the only touchdown they scored.
That game sucked.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But he picked the touchdown. So 4 for 4.
Okay, but then, so we've already hit four, and now it's all up to
the favorite, actually. The only
Zach
minus
Moss.
Money.
Was he the only minus money in the parlay?
I believe they were all plus money except for Zach Moss.
Can somebody check what is his specific touchdown odds updated to? He was minus 130 when I got
it
the other day.
I think it's higher.
Meaning lower.
Or lower, more likely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think,
what do? You let it ride?
You ride.
Let it fly?
Yeah. We ride.
I mean, $550 is nothing to sneeze
at.
It
is, but
he's currently minus 125.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's actually worse.
They're telling you he's going to score. Wait, where are you seeing that one?
DK.
Okay. All right. I'm efforting here. Let me see.
So, don't you feel worse? I could live with myself not cashing out. It's $10. Don't you feel worse?
But
if you
you're
cash
also
out?
Sitting on $550. Okay. You could buy a PS5.
Okay,
right
but
now.
But don't you feel worse missing out on that fifth leg?
Sportsbook Rhode Island.
You're going to be
them
so mad watching Monday Night Football tonight if Zach Moss scores and you cashed out.
Minus 138.
So they
like it even more.
Yeah, Rhode
They're
Island.
They're telling you it's got it more likely than not.
The whole state of Rhode Island is like, let it ride.
So
let
Zach Moss, ride. Touchdown.
Yeah.
1,200 bones.
Yeah.
I think you probably do have to let it ride.
You let it ride.
I mean, as much as I'm a cheapskate.
I lose parlays, Keith?
I
lose parlays every day where there's all kinds of money that I could have made on
Not 550.
Not
Long
typically
likely
that,
the 550
not typically that
there.
Much where I have a bird in the hand.
All right, so let's see. We got
I'm going to wait for two in the bush, not the bird in the hand. I'm waiting for the bush.
$10 Shake says,
that.
Cash out now.
No.
Exclamation.
You don't know.
Let it ride, you blank from Dubs.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Dark and stormy nights. Let's ride. Going Russell Wilson style.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Bozo parlay.
Bozo touchdown parlay. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah, I think people want you to keep playing. What are they saying on the hedge? People are saying hedge. Cash out hedge.
Boo.
Let it ride. Zach Moss.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's ride. I'm with you, Russell Wilson.
Yep. It's maybe the only time I'm with you, Russ. So the Bengals are home against the Commanders.
The Commanders, here's the thing.
7-point favorites.
The Commanders are so bad. They're so bad against the run. They're so bad.
Moss scores.
You're not picking Zach Moss.
Man.
You are picking against the Commanders in their run defense, which just let Devin Singletary run wild last
All
week.
Right.
Hence the Zach Moss pick. Now, look.
Moss has touchdown this year.
Yep. Here's the only reason it was against Patriots.
Here's
the only reason to cash out. You have no faith in me, which is it's a completely defensible thing. The whole touchdown parlay rides on me and my
terrifying
my sports predicting acumen. The whole thing rides on me. So if you have no faith in me, I don't blame you.
Cash out.
But
you've convinced me. Cash out. So I don't know if this helps or hurts you. Week one against the Patriots.
He's an odd week guy.
Zach Moss. Yeah. How many carries do you think he had in that game?
Oh, not a lot. 10.
9.
Okay.
Next week against Kansas City, how many carries?
15.
12.
Okay. You got to be efficient.
He didn't get any touchdowns last week. I'm just saying. So he has had 21 total carries in 2 games.
Yeah.
One touchdown.
So what are you saying? Are you saying cash out?
Yeah, now that I kind of am.
Now you're talking yourself into cash out?
Well, because you
paid. Cash out Keith?
Cash out Keith.
Cash out Keith?
550. I'm walking around 550. Throwing dollars around. 550 is a lot of, that's a lot of hams.
Cash out
55
Keith.
Hams.
How dare you?
I mean, it's not like you're cashing out and you're getting like your $10 back.
Keith,
you're like,
wee!
Keith, like, you get 550.
Keith, you know who cashes out?
Who? Losers?
People,
cowards.
People okay. Who want Drake May and bubble wrap. That's a Drake May bubble wrap
no,
take.
I
cash
am,
out Keith, that's a Drake May bubble wrap.
Cash out now, you won't have to pay taxes on it later.
Oh, no tax? Oh, now Jones is scratching his head now.
No,
about that.
That's because I legitimately don't get it.
So if you,
what do you mean?
Make over $600
like
on a $600
bet, bucks, you have to claim it?
You got to like, there's like some.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like it tells you how many, it tells you the lack of $600 bets I've had. But yeah,
Jones
it's not bad.
Get one of those emails from the books last
wait,
year.
Oh, so I like you skirt the IRS this way. So cash if I, out? If no I hit, one's the wiser.
Hang on. If I hit $1,200, I immediately have to pay taxes on that?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think before you even cash out, you have to
That tells you, again, that tells you about my, if this is informing you at all on the betting acumen. But okay.
So really, you're only coming home with like 800 or whatever.
Right, seriously. You're basically.
The parlays are too good.
It basically nets out at the end of the day. Once they take taxes out, it's, you might as well just cash out at the end of the day.
Now you might have to cash it out.
So wow. Okay, so
550.
Cash out Keith says cash out. I say let it ride.
Slim Jim in the chat says if Keith cashes out, I'm cashing out on Keith. I don't know if he had money on B specifically.
Can we?
I don't really understand the analogy.
Can we also bring up separately? And you guys can weigh in with your thoughts.
No, I say let it ride.
No, you don't. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You said cash out.
Well, you are throwing me off the tax.
Yeah,
the tax.
Yeah,
throwing me off as well.
The whole thing.
My head's spinning. My head's in the clouds. Maybe I'll have an answer for you later on the show. I can hear both sides.
Who knew a month into the program that so much would be riding on Monday Night Football and Zach Moss? Like, who knew? Because really, Keith, the Bozo touchdown parlay could a lot is riding. I don't want to say the whole segment's riding on it, but like a lot. If we're making people a grand plus.
Oh, it could be how you heat your house.
Before taxes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Before taxes.
Right.
If we're making people a grand plus, never mind if they put down 25, 50. On it. I mean, who knows?
Well, that's not going to be silly.
I'm just saying.
A guy what week if they one.
Did? Yeah.
A guy week one put $100 on it. I swear to God. He tweeted us.
Too much faith. That's too much faith.
That was way too much faith. Yeah. But imagine if he did it this week.
Oh.
He would have won like 15
I know
grand.
So
you retire. You can just retire.
You quit your job.
You tell your boss
to work.
You. Yeah, just throw your paycheck in
their face.
I'm
with the parlay.
I'm out of here. Old man Johnson.
He's like, well, actually, you got to tax that. Now you're down to $8. Like, oh,
damn it.
Son of a gun.
I did it again.
Damn you.
Honey, I want to bet and quit my job again.
She's like, here we go again.
Again?
Here we go.
Yeah. Cash out the 401k.
Update the LinkedIn. Since here, you've had a lot of different jobs. Yeah. What seems to happen?
Well, I win bets.
Every football season, I win a couple parlays. I tell my boss to stick it. I have to find a new job. Turns out that $1,200 doesn't go as far as it used to.
I run a little hot, sir. but it's passion.
It's
passion.
Three trips to the grocery store now. Doesn't actually really get you anything. I'm not trying to poo-poo the winnings here.
I don't want to, because the Bozo touchdown parlay.
People are saying cash out.
What do you mean people?
Somebody told me. Urban Surf 401, cash out and pay an exterminator to kill your bee's nest.
No, sir.
I'm letting that ride, by the way.
You can make money off the bee's nest.
I am.
You clearly haven't been listening,
I'm waiting for one frost. Thank you very much. And then the bees are going to drop dead. I'm going to take that thing and sell it to the first person that offers me $300.
You got to be getting close. It's officially fall.
So it's getting cool, but not. I don't think cold enough to kill these bees.
They just fly really slow?
Yeah, they're like, something's messing me up. What is this?
Flying around real slow.
My wings are sticky.
Meanwhile, Nick is out of the Survivor Pool. So he took the first Survivor Pool. It's Survivor Pool 2.0, which apparently we're the only show doing that. I thought the whole station was doing that.
I thought everyone was doing the buyback.
Apparently it's just us doing the buyback.
I'm going back. I have Bengals tonight, so I haven't won or lost yet.
I have the Seahawks, so I'm through. That's true. You and Bill both
and
have you, got, you guys have the Bengals tonight.
They call him Billy Bengals.
Yeah,
Billy
3.0 next week. Tune in.
Yeah, we could. Well,
Jones could be the only one left.
I could win this one. We'll do buyback week three. Yeah, if the Bengals get knocked out. Well, root for Zach Moss tonight is all I'm telling you. Or cash out and watch Zach Moss cross the goal line, and you just cost yourself $600.
Sweet Rick City in the Twitch chat says only cowards cash out.
Only cowards cash out.
Well, that's a coward walking around with $550, though.
Sweet Rick City.
Not bad.
Sweet Rick City knows.
I don't. Maybe cowards trust Zach Moss.
It's a bit of a put Drake May in bubble wrap tape by you. Is all I'm saying. That's all. It's just a little bit of you can't.
Ooh, Dubs 985. Good question. Ask Gonzo and Hunter if they would cash out.
Good question.
I might.
Guys, what do you think?
Might actually get an answer.
Well,
might not. Two millionaires. They're like, I don't care what you do with your peasant money.
They're
like,
okay. $600. $600 you're haggling over here?
$600.
Guys, yeah. I make that in a snap. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into your feedback. Please weigh in on the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Are you a manly man like me, or are you wussing out like Cash Out Keefe over there?